there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My guest this week is singer-songwriter turned actress. Brit Award-winning and Olivier Award-nominated, she is wowing audiences at the Duke of York's Theatre in The Pillar Man. And she's also wowing stage door with some fantastic outfits. Please welcome on board Lily Allen.
This is the final boarding call for Lily Allen. Final boarding call for Lily Allen. Lily Allen, Lily Allen. Lily Allen! Lily!
Lily! Lily!
Thank you.
Oh my God, look who we've got on board. It's Lily Allen. Hi, Lily.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for flying Allen Air.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's my namesake as well, really.
Of course.
It's only right.
It makes sense, doesn't it? So tell me, what kind of a traveller are you? Why do you travel?
Why do I travel? I travel a lot for work. I live in New York, so I travel, but no one in New York knows who I am.
Is that true?
You can pretty walk much. Around, yeah. I don't really have, like, you know, a profile in America. It's a very big country, you know. And also, I haven't really done anything that warrants any attention over there. But I do, you know, I get work here. So I fly back to England quite a lot to come and do bits and bobs. I'm doing a play at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Did a TV show last year, play the year before. So, yeah, when my kids are on summer holidays, I tend to fly back to England and work while they're with their dad. So.
Because we've got a mutual friend, Gabby Best.
Oh, yeah.
She's in my sitcom.
Oh, we love Gabby.
She is the best, isn't she?
She really is the best.
Yeah, she is Gabby Best.
She is Gabby the best.
And you filmed Dreamland
in Margate. Yeah.
What did you think of Margate? Because I had quite mixed feelings about it.
Why don't you start with your mixed feelings and then I'll just add on.
Okay. Bits of it are lovely. And then I did this show called Interior Design Masters and we did Cafe Week down there and we were walking along and then I did my spiel down the front at Margate, Shoreditch by the sea, up and coming, fabulous, Turner. And then when we looked back at it, I'd done it in front of a sign that says, please do not shit in my alleyway. So it's got, there's bits of it need a little bit.
I mean, I
People
guess that
need
was
to stop shitting in the alleyway.
I guess that
there.
Was sort of the premise of Dreamland in lots of ways, though, was that it was, you know, it, on the surface, it is very sort of, you know, happy and jolly and sunshine. Yeah. But, you know, it's also got a dark side.
All seaside towns have that. Even Brighton, when you go down there, it's got like the undercurrent of it. Ooh,
Portsmouth, where my mum's family are from. Lovely Portsmouth. We love Portsmouth.
So why did you move to Brooklyn? Was it just because no one sort of knows you over there?
No, not really. I mean...
And my house looks shit compared to yours. People normally come in my house and go, oh, isn't it lovely? But I've seen the pictures. I mean, is it really... Do you have like a room that's not like that?
No.
Is it all like
It's all done, yeah.
Because don't your kids call it the clown house?
Yes, they do, yeah. They're embarrassed of it.
No, but can you go in there? Are you quite militant? Take your shoes off.
Yeah, I've never had... This is my first house that's been a shoes-off house. But okay. It is carpeted, you know, pretty much wall-to-wall. So,
yeah, I can see. I've seen it.
I really like the shoes-off thing.
Yeah, good for you, love.
Yeah, it's good.
And you took yours off as soon as you came. You're well brought up.
I didn't even ask.
No.
The thing is, we bought the house and it was like a wreck. And then we spent 2 years doing it up. So it sort of seemed like, well, why wouldn't you just do the whole thing, you know?
Yeah, of course.
We weren't going to be like, let's do everything except that room. We'll keep that shithole just for when my mum comes to stay.
So this is a travel podcast. Where did you go on holiday as a kid?
As a kid, I mean, mainly we would do... My grandparents used to live in Paignton in Devon.
Oh, nice.
So my dad used to drive us down there a lot, or actually we'd get the train. So, yeah, seaside, sort of British holidays.
Yeah.
And then I think, you know, when we started to have a bit more money, my mum started to do quite well when I was about 4 or 5. And then we'd go to maybe like, you know, Spain, Mallorca,
nice,
Ibiza
standard.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And, you know, things got progressively nicer. We'd stay in like little 2-bedroom apartments at first. And then, you know, 10 years later, we were in a villa with a pool.
Oh, get you. And then when did you, because I put in Lily Allen holiday into Google images.
I bet you did. It's all about the research, this one.
No, thank you, Daily Mail. You were really helpful. No, I mean, every picture is Lily Allen rocking a bikini.
Yes, of course.
And then there's two lots of holidays. So there's the famous one of you having that fag with Kate Moss on the yacht.
Right,
and then there's wholesome ones. With you and your hubby and the kids.
Right, yes. Yeah. Things have changed. Well, also, I suppose, you know, I guess in my earlier years, you know, before I was married, my sort of adult holidays consisted of, like, wanting to party. So I would go to, I don't know, Miami and Ibiza and, you know, places like this and lots of, you know, alcohol was consumed.
Yes.
I've been sober for 4 years tomorrow, actually.
Oh, my God, congratulations.
Thank you so much. and my children are, you know, 10 and 11. So, we go on, like, nice holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite wholesome.
Well, good. But, I mean, what's it like holidaying with kids? Because, you know, it ain't a holiday, is it? I mean, I'm just not that age there where they're sick over you now, are they, or anything like that?
They're what?
But they're sick over you. You know, people come back. Mm. You know, you always see, like, a mum and dad getting off the plane and there's a bit of, like,
we
sick
did
on
go,
the shoulder.
We went on a thing called a gulet, which in Croatia, which is like a boat, like an old school boat. Not like a fancy yacht, but like a, I mean, you know, pretty fancy, but like a sort of wooden, more like a sort of
traditional one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we went with some friends who had a kid called Lenny, and we got there and they'd laid out loads of Oreos and but like different biscuits and stuff for kids.
Well, that's the kind of holiday I like.
Yeah, there you go. And Lenny ate a whole pack of Oreos, and then the boat left.
Oh, no.
And she got seasick, and the whole deck was just covered in black. It was so disgusting. It's like, what are we going to do now?
So you're on this boat with like all.
There was me, David, my kids, my friend Lydia, her two kids, and my friend Simon. Yeah, it was great.
Where do you go for sexy time in the world? Do you
sexy find... time? What's that?
Well, come on. Even I have maybe a little bit of sexy time. Do you go to Paris, Rome? What turns you on? Not sexual as a city, but I'm going to get romantic here.
Well, David and I went to a really fancy hotel in the Dominican Republic a few years ago, just before the pandemic. In fact, the pandemic was starting when we were there. It was like one of the first places where COVID came.
Was you thinking, oh my God, I'm going to be stuck here in Dominican Republic?
No, because you didn't know what it was really at that point. Right. We were just like, oh, what's this thing? It wasn't until about 6 weeks later that everything started closing down.
Can you even believe that happened?
It was
so
mad. I
look back
at
that and it was like a cheese dream. You're like, did we...
But you know, it completely changed the course of my life, because if the pandemic hadn't happened, when the pandemic happened, me and my now husband and I were at sort of quite early stages of our relationship, really. And it was only because he lived in New York and, you know, they started shutting things down, and we were kind of, we'd been together about sort of 6 months, but we're definitely not at the stage of being like, let's move in together.
No.
And I had, you know, kids. But because of the pandemic, I was like, he can't just be sat there in a flat on his own for the, no. I mean, how long is this going to last? So I was like, just get on a plane, come over here. We said to the kids, you know, this is mummy's friend and we'll, yeah. you know, he doesn't have anyone to stay with. So we're going to have him stay with us. And it was, you know, we lived together for like a good 6 months. And if it hadn't have been for that 6 months of us like being able to test out what it was like to live together as a family, we would never have had the opportunity to try that out. And therefore I would never have taken the risk of like moving.
Thank God for COVID.
Exactly. Sorry, all the people that died, but my life has improved immeasurably.
No, but then it happens the other way, like me and my husband, you know, we split up because of COVID, because it all got so intense. It was very, very weird.
Yes.
Very weird, a very weird time.
I was very grateful that I was sober during COVID, because in the beginning phases of it, when I was doing homeschooling and stuff, and before David had come over, I was like, wow, if I was drinking now, this would be, you know, I'd be 2:30 after, as soon as those lessons were done in the morning, I'd be like straight into a bottle of wine, stumbling all over my living room. It's like, thank God.
So tell me, when you go on, oh my God, why? I've had a really hot shower.
But also I just have that effect on people, you know.
Yeah, honestly, my glasses are actually steamed up. What's wrong with me?
Maybe you're going through the menopause. Have you thought about that?
You reckon?
Maybe perimenopausal, babes.
Thank you, Dr. Allen.
What's that, madam? You want to complain? The staff are ugly? The paninis are shy? Fuck you. No, fuck you. Get off my plane. Fuck you. Fuck you very much. Why don't you smile? No, why don't you smile? Get off.
Tell us a place you've gone that has been an absolute, not shit heap, I don't like to say that word, but shit heap. Now, we're not slagging off places and stuff, but have you been disappointed anywhere?
I mean, I stayed in a Welsh hostel once in San Antonio in Ibiza when I was about 16, 17, and I worked in a record store called Plastic Fantastic, and that was horrible, as you can imagine. I think I even shared a room with like a stranger. It was really grim. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I won't be doing that again.
No, well, you're
we're past that phase in my life.
I've got something to tell you. You won't ever be in a hostel again, babe.
You never know.
You don't. Things, yeah, you never know. Shit could happen.
Yeah, it could.
Have you ever had a holiday romance? I mean, talking like a fling or
yeah,
something.
I lost my virginity to a guy called Fernando in Brazil when I was about
12.
No, I'm joking.
So did I? Was he like tall?
Tall, yeah.
You
he
lost
tall.
Your virginity to Fernando?
A guy called Fernando,
Fernando.
Yeah. Never spoke to him again.
Was he nice?
Do you know what? I actually went missing. Like, well, I went to his hotel room and I was on holiday with my dad and my brother. And obviously I didn't come back to my room. And I'd sort of slept in the next morning and I woke up the next day and there were police all over the hotel. And they were like literally combing the beach and they had like t-shirts. They're like, is this what she was wearing? Like, people thought I'd drowned. And I didn't have the heart to say, no, I was just losing my virginity. It was all a bit traumatic. I didn't have sex for a while after that.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Oh, wow, Fernando. Yes. God, that's cool, isn't it? No, Brazilian as well, they yeah. are. There's something in that gene pool, isn't there?
Really
everyone
is
fit. I went to Rio, everyone is sexy.
Yeah.
Even like tramps, you're like, woof.
Oh, God.
No, do you know what I mean? You're like, oh, woof.
Yeah.
And of course, they really go for my type. But have you ever been to Rio de Janeiro?
I have, yeah. I've been to Rio, I've been to Sao Paulo. I've been all over South America.
I love South America, don't you?
It's great, isn't it?
So nice. Scenery's gorgeous, people are lovely.
I think, is it Paraguay? There's somewhere where that chef who's on the chef's table, I can't remember, but he's got there's this really amazing restaurant in sort of Patagonia or something. When I'd like to tick that off my list. That's, oh, yeah, that's one place cool, I'd like to yeah. go.
Have you seen that Ralph Fiennes thing? Is it called The Menu?
No.
It's so dark.
Really?
You've got to watch that. Do you like... We've got to talk about the play you're in, The Pillar
yes,
Man.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Also, you really shit me up, the ghost story.
Oh, yes.
My God. Did you see the play before and like it, or did they offer you it?
I was the first one to
you're
play
the first
her.
One?
Yeah, so it was my role. Thank you very much.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Meryl.
I did get an Olivier nomination off the back of it. But anyway, I was in New York and somebody just called me up, a casting agent, and said, you know, would you like to be in a play in London over the summer? And I was like, no, I don't act. And also I've just moved to New York, so thank you. But no. And then I went home and David, my husband, was like, what, you know, how's your day? And I said, well, you know, this woman called me up actually and said, did I want to be in a play? And he was like, well, what's it about? I said, I don't know. I didn't ask. I just said no. And he was like, do you think maybe you should call her back, seeing as you haven't worked for 4 years?
Or we could end up back in that Welsh hostel.
Yes, exactly. And then it just sort of evolved. And then 6 weeks later, I was in rehearsals.
Wow.
And I loved it. I mean, I loved it so much that I'm doing, you know, another play now. I really feel like I've found something really special that I really enjoy. It's like learning a new skill at this sort of period in your life is so rewarding, you know?
Yeah.
Because we kind of do just sort of traipse on doing the same thing and, you know, things go up and down and in waves, but it's nice to just approach something completely foreign and just throw yourself at it. And, you know, I've managed to sort of succeed at it, which is a bonus, but it was never really about that. It was more about just doing something completely different.
And also this one, also, it's a dark comedy.
It's very dark.
It's an Olivier. This play actually did win an Olivier. It wasn't just nominated. And...
Rude.
No, but it is. I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it.
Well, I can sort you out a ticket.
Please, or could you?
Yeah, I will.
Oh, do you see me fishing then? That was
I'll be
how
happy.
How do I get a ticket?
No, go to the box office, Alan.
But are you drawn to these kind of duck? Because we did Friday Night Project together. You've been on Chatty Man. We did a few things before.
Yeah.
So you have got a very dark sense of humour, haven't you?
I do have a dark sense of humour. I mean, I think that, like, from what I can gather, I've got to know theatre a lot better over the last few years, but from what I can sort of see is that, like, you know, when you want to do something happy on the stage, you do a musical, and when you want to do something, everything else seems to be quite dark, you know?
Yeah.
I can't think of a play where I've walked out and gone, gosh, that was really, really life-affirming and refreshing, wasn't it? No, it was
always... Yeah, about that, because you go and see stand-up comedy, don't you, if you want
yes.
laugh, and then, yeah.
It's plays tend to be quite intense, but this play is particularly intense. It sort of centres around a bunch of child murders.
hysterical.
And it's an my character's the lead and she's a writer. She writes like sort of fairy tales and a bunch of murders are happening that sort of imitate or emulate the way in which children die in her fairy tales. And so they bring her in for questioning and they interrogate her and it's quite violent and quite shocking. And then lots of sort of stuff unfolds, but it's really interesting. It's great. It's a great play.
Yeah.
It wasn't particularly well reviewed when it opened, but, you know, people seem to love it. It's sold out every night and people are up on their feet. We get standing ovations. So what the hell do those bloody critics know?
Your stage door looks... Mm. I mean, and it's a long play. It's 2.5 hours. How can you be even asked to, like, you should see my stage door pictures. Mm. I can't, honestly, I look like...
Well, you
a
know,
fucking
I'd
troll.
Like to...
I come out. I've got like stains on my tracky bees. I've got one ug on. I mean, and I look like shit. I mean, I look like shit now, but can you imagine me after doing 2 hours of stand up? But you look absolutely amazing.
Thank you. Yeah.
How do you do it? How can you be bothered?
Well, it's just a bit of fun. And also because I haven't got, you know, David's in America, my kids are in America, I'm here on my own.
Oh.
So I go out for dinner with friends or whoever's in after the show. And
oh, could we go for dinner after?
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
And then
I've got to bring my new boyfriend, Fernando. He's okay. Brazilian. I don't know. Can you imagine how awkward that would be?
But yeah, so I'd like to, when the play first started, I would come out, you know, because I have to have a shower straight afterwards, and yeah. I came out in my tracky bums and, you know, my wet hair, and they would all, you know, the Daily Mail lot were all going, you said drowned rat, you know.
Oh, God.
Who dragged this one in. And so I just thought, and then Kyle, who's my stylist, who I adore, just, you know, he is a gay man, and he was like, babes. The gays are not living. I think we're missing a trick, babes. And so we have been doing looks every night, and it's really fun. And also, you know what's nice about it is that A, the pictures of me in the Daily Mail are nicer.
Yeah.
And B, you know, all the fans that come and wait to have pictures and autographs at the stage door, they get a picture of me in a nice fancy dress. It's it's everyone's a winner.
Dior? Was it Dior?
I've been wearing it all. I've been wearing lots of Fendi, Philosophy, Victoria Beckham. Oh. Like, yeah, everyone's been sending. Everyone's very generous.
That's nice. Yeah. No, honestly, you look absolutely... I mean, I was so surprised. Not surprised that... But no.
It doesn't take me very long to look fabulous.
I was surprised how good you look. No.
Well, you know what? I don't really eat in the daytime before... Well, I mean, and I have breakfast, but I don't eat lunch or dinner before the show because I get quite sort of like funny tummy and I don't want to burp my way through my monologue. So I eat afterwards. So it's... And I'm full of adrenaline. So people are like, aren't you exhausted? And it's like, yes, I am, but I'm also really hungry and I want to go out to a nice restaurant and with my friends, and there's loads of photographers. So why wouldn't I just put on a nice dress?
Fabulous. And what are you like when you're on holiday? Do you sample... Will you have street food? Will you do anything
like... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. David would have a brilliant anecdote for you, Hicks. We went to Mexico City just before I came over here and I got food poisoning.
Or was it Montezuma's Revenge?
Montezuma's Revenge, yeah. I was in bed for 3 days. But, you know, my holidays tend to really center around food. Like, I just love food and I love eating at nice places. Mm. And so obviously Mexico City, I was very, very excited. And I think we had a tour, like a taco tour, like a street food tour. And I'd had the food poisoning, and there was this really nice fish restaurant that we were booked in, and I was sort of like on my third day, but I thought, you know, I'm out of this, it's fine. Anyway, went to the restaurant, sat down, ordered some starters. I had like 3 bites, and David said that I just went white.
Oh, no.
And then I stood up, fainted in the restaurant.
Oh, no.
David had to carry me to the toilet. I don't know why we're still married with what he saw, because it wasn't coming out this way. He literally had to hold me up while that happened.
Oh, no.
And then I got taken back to the hotel. I slept that off for another day. And then the next day we had the taco tour booked. I was walking around Mexico City, going to all of these different taco joints. And one of the ladies like literally said, okay, this place specializes in tongue tacos. And I was like, oh, yes, I'll have a go at that. David, they literally pulled it out of a bin. And I was like, I'll take it. And David was like, babes, do you think maybe let's just stay with the chicken, yeah?
Most people ease themselves in with like a Ryvita or a dry biscuit. Yeah. Oh, I'll have a bit of tongue.
Yeah. Oh. And my kids were there. David was going, baby, don't. Just have the chicken. Just have the chicken. And the kids were going, David, don't be so controlling. Let her eat. He's just like, I give up. Give up with you lot. You're weird.
And what does tongue taste like? Is it like chicken? Everyone said everything like chicken.
I don't know. To be honest, with the tacos, everything's so covered in like chilies, sauce and all of that stuff. It's just kind of like, you know, chewy. It's nice consistency.
When you're eating a tongue, is it like getting off with yourself?
No.
Is the tongue like wiggling?
No, it's chopped up tongue.
Oh, okay. It's not like a whole tongue.
No, that would be a bit rank.
Well, okay. I just imagine a taco with a tongue poking out the end, licking your own face as you're chowing down.
Here on Alan Air, we appreciate the finer things. Sit back, relax, have a chilled glass of champagne and a taco filled with tongue.
What essentials do you pack when you go holidaying?
Oh, clothes are good.
Yeah. Oh, one thing I want to ask you, do you pop in a womanizer?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or five. Five. Different types.
Have they ever go, womanizer is a dildo that you've designed. Has it ever gone off? Did you put it in your hand luggage?
I've had them go off in my hand luggage before, yes. Oh, and it's quite embarrassing when you go into
Because now they say, should you put it in the hold or in your hand luggage?
Because I think it's because they've got lithium batteries in, so you shouldn't really put them in your hand luggage. So now I pack them in the thing, but they still sometimes come around the thing. Okay, cool. It's not mine. Yes. No, what essentials do I take on holiday? I mean, chargers. Chargers are good
for everything. Charger,
I'm very much into like compartmentalizing when I'm on when I travel. I've got like all those packing cubes. Do you know about the packing cubes?
No. Is this because you've got ADHD?
Maybe that, but also I think just like from my days of touring, I just need to have all my stuff and I need to know where it is so I can get it. Because, you know, when you're living like half in a bus, half in a dressing room, half in a hotel, everything gets sort of separated. So I tend to have like sort of three of everything in all of the different places. And I love packing my packing cubes. And in the last few years, actually, I've got this really great trick, which I've just live by, and I do it for the kids as well. So if we're going on, let's say, a 2-week holiday, I get every single outfit for the whole 14 days and I lay them out with the top, the bottoms, pants and socks and I roll them up together.
Oh, this is such a good hack.
Yeah, it's so good. It's so good.
It's the only good hack we've ever had on this. Travel podcast.
Because otherwise you just take all the pants, all the socks, everything. Yes. You don't wear half of it.
And then I saw something interesting on Instagram. You know, someone said, does anyone else do this? When they pack pants for a holiday, do you always pack them like in the sense that you're going to shit yourself 3 times a day?
Exactly.
You know, don't you? I'm not going to shit myself. I'm just going to pack one pair of pants for
today. No, I'm telling you, the rolling up each outfit is a real game changer.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Saves a lot of space. Because you also, in a packing cube, you can fit about 4 or 5 outfits in one. So you're just, that's like 2 cubes for the whole trip.
And also you fit more in a suitcase if you roll it all up, isn't
it? Absolutely. Massive safe spacer. Safe spacer? Space
saver. It's a safe space.
There you go. My
suitcase is a safe space.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you ever complain?
I'm very bad at complaining.
Does David complain for
yes.
you?
Yeah. We went on, as I said, we went on this holiday to the Dominican Republic once, and they like offered to like do this like steak dinner thing in our room, and we did it, and then like the bill came and it was like $1,500. And I was like, and David was like, they didn't tell me that before they offered me the thing. And I was like, well, I would never be confrontational enough to make a complaint about it, but he did and got it refunded. And I was like, wow, that's amazing. Oh.
Sexy though, isn't it, when your man tries to do something like that, you know, like, oh.
I won't complain at things like that. I mean, I went to the cinema the other day to watch Barbie, and then this at the Electric, which is a quite posh cinema, and there's like a bar in there. And just in the final scene, this guy behind the bar got a like box cutter out and started like opening boxes of water which were clinking around. And I was so angry and incensed, I did get up and went over and said, can you not, actually, please? Everyone in the went.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, good.
People's princess.
Yeah. No one shouted, Karen. You became a Karen during Barbie. No, they shouldn't be opening that.
Right?
Yeah.
Give it. We've got 5 minutes to go. I think you can wait.
You're 100 years old. You're in a rocking chair. Where do you want to be?
Permanently or on a holiday?
No, it's not natural. We're not going to put you in a wheelchair and take you there.
In my later life, I want to live, I think, in Italy, sort of like Tuscany, maybe, or Umbria. And I would like to just eat lots of lovely food. I think the Italians do old age really well.
Yeah.
Although saying that, it's 40 degrees there at the moment, so maybe by the time I'm 100, it won't be livable.
I've just come back from there. Look how much I'm... This is me just sweating in London.
Just left over from Italy.
Yeah. I'm still sweating. I came back last week. It is so hot over there. Yeah. It's unbelievable. And I mean, look, I'm sweating now.
Yeah.
And I've just had a cup of tea. So can you imagine how bad I am over there?
Yeah.
But they get it so right over there.
I just love it. I mean, when I drop my kids off with their dad, if I'm not working, that's what I'll do. Because I mean, if I'm going on holiday with David, we'll book something in advance. But if I have like a bit of time off, I tend not to book anywhere. I just look at where the weather is good.
Yeah.
And I go out and I rent a car and I'll stay in, you know, B&Bs or whatever, just like little hotels, and drive around and eat. That's my favourite thing to do. So I would like to do that in my old age, really.
And it's so funny.
I'll have someone drive me because I'll probably be a bit too old to drive.
Yeah, you'll be a little bit doddery. But like, listen, that'd be great though, Tuscany. But what I love about Tuscany is the independent shops, and that's the one thing. We don't have that over here. And you go to lovely villages, and you know, they've got the plastic. You can be a bit of a snob when you go on holiday. You know, you see a plastic chair and and then you go in there and it is the best pasta and pesto you ever had, you know, and just the linguine and stuff, and it's just
not even that though. I think that what's so lovely about Italy, and especially those little towns in like Umbria and Tuscany, you know, they've got the sort of like towns where all the shops are with all the little restaurants, but also like if you want a pair of pants, there's a pants shop.
Yeah.
Or if you want do you know what I mean, everyone, there's still like vendors of individual things. There doesn't seem to be like a big superstore of anything.
No,
it's like you want a watch, there's a watchman. You want anything, and it's like there is a special shop for that thing, and I really like that. It's very old-fashioned but nice.
Yeah, no, it's lovely.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
We're about to start our descent. We've just got time now for a quick fire round, okay?
Okay.
Clean my room, shove your broom. Now, do you, when you're in the hotel room, do you like no one coming in? Do you put your little sign on?
I will put the sign on if I'm in the room, and as soon as I leave, I put the clean my room.
Oh, so you don't mind someone? Because I get a little bit paranoid about people going through me dirty washing bag.
No, I don't mind that.
Heard that. Travel insurance or I'll take my chance?
Travel insurance.
Mile high? No, I'm too shy.
Well, I'm famously mile high. I won't repeat it.
Oh, yes, you did. Oh my God, that's come back. Yes. Oh yes. Yeah. Okay.
Oh God, it was a champagne supernova in the sky.
Alcar or Algarve? Would you rather go on holiday with TV's Alan Carr or go to Portugal?
I'd try I'd go on holiday with you.
Oh,
why not?
Thanks, babes. Yeah, we'll go to Tuscany and have loads of pasta.
I've learned from my mistakes. I don't really want to go on holiday with any of my friends that have children.
Okay, oh, well,
other people's children is like. Badly behaved. You're just like, you can't say anything. You're just like, what's wrong with your child?
Oh, we're fine then, because there's no kids coming with me. And then last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Are you a good tipper?
I'm a big tipper. I love tipping. Good. Yeah. I think people that don't tip
it's a special place in hell, I think.
Absolutely. And it's been living in America, it's all you have to. People will be like, why didn't you leave me a tip?
Oh my gosh, you're like, so
oh, sorry. But yeah, here even, yeah, and everywhere in Europe. Yeah, you must tip, for sure.
Oh. Thank you so much. If you'd like to go and pick up your emotional baggage from the carousel,
thank you.
You're free to go. Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Thank you.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Thank you, Lily. That was brilliant. And I'm definitely taking you up on the offer. See you at the Duke of York Theatre. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening. You know,
life's a beach.